Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, let's talk about reasons to be hopeful. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So I was just thinking about this. We're midway through January, and things are not looking great, are they? Let's face it. We've got the whole Brexit fiasco, we've got the whole Trump thing going on, and then we've got COVID. It's like, you know, the whole triple, we call it in basketball, we've got something called a triple threat, where you can pass, you can shoot, or you can dribble, you're in triple threat. And we're in triple threat right now, aren't we, as a species going on. But I do believe that there are reasons to be hopeful, and some of those reasons are, you know, as a species, we're fairly resilient. And I get, you know, the despair in the human race at the same time, right? I get that as a species, we're highly resilient. Did you know, for example, that at one point in our history, due to cataclysm and so on, our numbers as a species went down to about 20,000 people worldwide. It's going back, I think, 78,000 years, something like that. We literally went down about 20,000 people. We are a resilient species, okay? And so, you know, and I do get, you know, we look on Twitter, we look at the insurrectionists in the Capitol Hill in America, you know, who are now being arrested and asking Donald Trump to come and rescue them because they're just doing what Donald told them to do. And, you know, they've been arrested for sedition, effectively. You know, we can see all that going on, and you know, it boggles the mind, and Brexit boggles the mind, and Boris Johnson and his cronies boggles the mind. How, as a species, do we even vote these people in? But we do. So there's lots of reasons to be really negative about stuff, okay? But I also think there's a lot of reasons to be really positive about stuff. I mean, you think about this. Within just 12 months or less, we developed as a species not just one, but three different vaccines with various, you know, unique parts to them. You know, one of them has to be really cold. It can only be moved like three or four times. And then, you know, another one's developed and that's even better. And I get, you know, the the implementation of actually giving the vaccine is pretty dire. You know, only giving one half of a vaccine when it's supposed to be two halves. And, you know, being spread so far apart. And I get all that. But as long as you're safe, as long as you're careful, as long as you wash your hands, you wear your mask indoors and outside, you socially distant, you know, like, the probability is pretty good that we're all going to be fine, okay? But we just got to allow this vaccine to take place. And I think that will happen over the next 6 months. And by the end of 2021, we'll look back at the last 2 years and we'll go, woof! Woof! What a ride! Right? And some people at the end of 2021 will look back and go, they were the two most powerful years of my life. They've been transformative. And when I look back at last year, 2021, sorry, as I look back at last year, 2020, you know, we acquired a business that does millions of pounds of turnover. We acquired another business that does about £1 million of turnover. And we acquired another business that does maybe six figures this year of turnover, right? It'll probably do a bit more. But no, it'll still be in six figures, under £1 million, but over 100, right? And that business is a slow burn, something that's going to build up over a period of time, but in 10 years it's going to be very powerful. But in the last year, in the last 12 months, we've acquired or become directors of, or major shareholders of, that means 25% or more ownership, of three businesses. And we've got more businesses lined up that we are acquiring, right? So some people at the end of 2021 will look back at the last 2 years and go, this is dreadful, I lost my job, I lost my marriage, I lost my kids, I lost my house, I lost my self-worth, I lost my dignity, etc., etc. And those people have my sympathies. And it's really blasé to say, it doesn't have to be like that, just do this, right? But I know from personal experience, when you're in this shit, it's really hard to even want to get out of the shit.
because the shit's comfortable, you know? You don't want to change the shit that you're in, because what if you're getting worse shit? So I totally get that. And so I'm not, you know, I used to say, you know, being poor is a choice. And whilst I kind of believe that, there are external factors going on, Brexit and COVID, that have really changed that. You know, a lot of people have gone bust and it's really not their fault. But I'm also positive or optimistic enough to figure that the shit that you've gone through, that we've all gone through, it can be a demotivator or it can be a motivator. And for me, it's a motivator, because I'm like, you know, I don't want bad things to happen, and I'm highly motivated to make sure they don't happen. He says, when last year I should have been creating one new product a month, guess how many I made? I made two in the whole of the year. So, which is dreadful, right? I mean, I'm still grateful for the income we've had, but I should have another 10 products that we're selling. And we've not done it. Crazy. So, I'm optimistic about our future and what we've got coming up, as we all should be. But we got to put the work in, and we got to allocate the time available to that work. So, not only do we have to decide what we want, we then got to work out what is the tasks that we actually need to happen in our lives, and then how much time are these tasks actually going to take so that we can allocate the time to doing it, to getting the results that we actually want. And so that's why I'm optimistic. If you're at home right now and you're like, I don't know what to do, I've been laid off, I'm on furlough. I mean, some people are making 80% and are staying at home and they've done nothing for 12 months. They're single, they live at home, and when I say single, what I really mean is they don't have kids. We've got a 6-year-old who is at home. I mean, I played so much Barbie last year with my then 5-year-old. Oh, drove me mad on the Barbie. But she loved it, and so I played it, you know. But I needed to do it in 20-minute sessions and then have a break and do something else. But if you're at home and you've got no distractions, or you can control those distractions to some extent, there's no reason why you shouldn't be out there making money. And when I say out there, you don't have to be out there. You can be out there on social media. You don't have to be physically out there. You should be recording training courses, or you should be selling, you know, telephone time with you as a coach of some kind. There's something for everybody. And so I feel that there's a real chance here in 2021 for people to design the life that they want. And I said the same in 2020 as well, by the way. For people to design the life that they want, allocate the time to it, work out what needs to get done, and actually do it. And as you look back at 2021, when all of us together are on New Year's Eve and we're looking at 2021 and the year that we've just had, you're going, that was the best year yet, considering everything that's going on. And it could be you've lost your job and actually you found a new way of replacing income. But sticking your head in the sand or watching Netflix, which is basically the same thing, isn't probably going to do it for you. You've got to be the one that's deciding what you want and then going for it. Gung-ho. All in. 100%. Let's go for this and let's make it happen. Because nobody else can make it happen. I can't step into your life and make these changes and these differences and make it happen for you. You've got to do this on your own. Anyway, we'll catch up with you on the next video. Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you then. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.